Companies are backing away from selling facial recognition tech to police. Now what? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. In the police reform bill that was introduced in the House of Representatives earlier this week, there are some limits on how police can use facial recognition technology, including a ban on real-time facial recognition embedded in police body cams. Meanwhile, companies including IBM, Amazon, and Microsoft said they won't sell some facial recognition tech to police or will stop selling it until federal regulations are in place. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Sidney Fussell is a senior staff writer covering surveillance for Wired. He said the bill is trying to slow things down.
The word automated is used a lot in the language of the bill, and that's something that people need to be really concerned about. Like, it automates policing, so it's much faster, and it removes that friction of consent, of stopping the person, of probable cause, of reason to suspect a crime.
This seems like a good place to point out, though, that facial recognition, particularly with black and brown faces, also has real accuracy concerns. So it's not just the use and the invasiveness, it's also the potential for false positives, basically, right?
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot to be said about the lack of accuracy in facial recognition on dark skinned faces. But at the same time, we can have this conversation around accuracy, but that sort of presumes that we want to use it. So we need to realize that these are different schools of thought. It doesn't work accurately, and we need to fix that, or it works disproportionately bad on this skin tone versus that skin tone is one conversation, and we should not use this because it's invasive, it's unfair, it doesn't allow for consent. That's another conversation. And often I've seen these two things conflated.
Finally, when we talk about incentives on the other side, how much money is at stake here? How much money could this tech potentially make for the companies, the smaller ones and the big ones?
We don't actually know. There's a huge lack of transparency about how much money is exchanging hands. And not to derail the conversation, but we're having this conversation about defunding the police. And a big part of that right now about how much money we spend on policing, police technologies, and could that money be used elsewhere? A lot of that is about or relates to surveillance technologies. Why are we spending money on this and on other things? And that's why I think the conversation needs to be had around maybe not just, oh, is it accurate or not accurate? Is it, do we want this? Do we not want this? Represented through dollars. If we are really going to have this conversation about the importance of using these technologies, we should tie it to actual metrics, be it reduction in crime, be it, you know, different rates of people going to prison. Like, we need to come up with actual goals, not just some hazy sort of like, it keeps us safe. Like, we need to be much more specific than that. And I think one way to do that is by looking at how much money we're spending.
Sidney Fussell is a senior staff writer covering surveillance for Wired. And now for some related links. Some privacy experts say the House bill still could be a little more clear on how facial recognition tech is used by police. The current language mostly restricts facial recognition from being embedded into body cams and used in real time, as we mentioned. But the ACLU and others want to make sure that footage isn't used after the fact for surveillance or to arrest protesters. In case you are wondering about Clearview AI at this juncture, however, that is, let me remind you, the startup that scraped billions of pictures of people from public websites to create a huge database and built a facial recognition product on top of it that it has marketed to foreign governments, including repressive regimes like Saudi Arabia, sold to police agencies around the country, including Customs and Border Protection, pitched as a way to track people who might be infected with the novel coronavirus. The company that's been sued over and over and gotten cease and desist orders from Twitter, Google, and YouTube and Microsoft, and had its entire customer list stolen in a giant data breach back in February. You know, that company? That company says it definitely plans to continue selling its product to police. And its CEO said, "Don't worry, though. Its tech has no racial bias." Oh, speaking of that company, the European Union's Data Protection Board said Clearview AI better not plan on doing business in the EU because it would almost certainly be illegal. In now classic Clearview AI fashion, the company's CEO essentially responded, nah. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Robin Edgar is our engineer. Candace Manriquez helped us out with the show today. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.